Merci, merci.
Thank you, Chairman. I take the floor to complement the statement just made by the representative of the EU. There are just a couple points that I wanted to note in our national capacity. First, in this section 4 on recommendations that you've just proposed, my delegation is fully satisfied. I think that we have before us and on the table excellent proposals, and that will allow us to make progress as efficiently as possible over the months that lie ahead. And in particular, this will allow us to give the Conference of the High Contracting Parties the option of deciding on how our work will unfold in an efficient manner. I think that our objective here in the GGE is to recommend to the high contracting parties for operational provisions for the GGE moving forward for the next 2 years. And when I say operational system or mechanism, I think it has to be operational on 3 points. First, over the next 2 years prior to the review conference of 2021, again, first, I think that we must be in a position to discuss all topics without excluding any. And we must be able to do so in a complete manner. That's what I believe we have been proposing here, and I would like to hail that. We propose the endorsement of the existing guiding principles. I think that the work that we have completed this year does show that we are now at a point at which it is possible to give a higher status to the guiding principles, the existing guiding principles. Further, we are proposing a deeper reflection on the new guiding principles and to see whether it is possible to further develop them, to further flesh them out, and to also lay the groundwork for important work down the road. The second point that I wish to underscore is as regards the operational mechanism that we all desire, is that over the next 2 years, it has to become robust. And when I say robust, it must be structured. And so that's what we propose, that we structure our work with three primary topics: the legal aspects, the technological aspects, and the military aspects. I think that my delegation is convinced that if we are to do serious work, we must have additional expertise in this meeting. We must bring the expertise in, and for this reason, we must organize our work in a manner that is more systematic, while we shouldn't silo off clusters that we're proposing. I think that the additional paragraph in red that's being proposed here is a good proposal. And when I say operational mechanism, and this is my third point, I think also for the next 2 years, we need sufficient time to delve deeper into these topics. 15 days per year have been proposed, so that's 30 days over the next 2 years. My delegation, as the EU has said, believes that that is the absolute minimum. We even believe that it's not enough, just to speak frankly. And to also be quite frank, this year we noted that we did not have enough time. We have had to organize informal meetings without interpretation. And I do think that it's that we should avoid over the next 2 years. And why? Because it's discriminatory. Certain delegations do not have the possibility of working in anything except one language, which is English. My delegation will remain very vigilant on this topic. A last item, what we are proposing is a perspective for 2021. That's in the last item of this paragraph 24. E, my delegation looks at the 2021 objective without prejudice to what it might look like. I think that we are honest in saying that at this point we do have differences of opinion as regards regulations on laws by 2021. But I also think that there is a possibility of bringing rapprochement or convergence. And for that to happen, we need to leave all possibilities on the table. I think that the way that you laid out the proposal is good because it does leave the doors open to reaching 2021 with the possibility of reaching an outcome that will be satisfactory to all parties. So, summing up, my delegation supports section 4 of your draft report. To be perfectly honest, we support the first version without the red amendments. The red amendments are not problematic for my delegation, and they are also acceptable. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.